Good morning.
Good morning.
A few words from Rumi. It is a sign of intimate friendship when speech flows freely from the heart. Without intimacy, the flow is blocked. When the heart has seen the sweetheart, how can it remain bitter? When a nightingale has seen the rose, how can it keep from singing? I've probably mentioned this in the past, but it occurs to me every once in a while that one of the practical functions of Zen practice is to help us have better relationships. Most, if not all, of our relationships are based on preferences, projections, and preconceptions, which are constantly dancing around in our minds. This mental activity, along with the feelings it produces, defines how we experience each other. I think that the cumulative effect of all our preoccupation with what we think we know, is the creation of an invisible barrier between ourselves and others, ourselves and the universe. Because of this barrier, we never experience people exactly as they are. Instead, we experience them through the filter of what we think and feel. And this filter gives rise to a dualistic experience. That is the experience of a me and a you. If we limit ourselves to this way of experiencing, it damages our sense of relationship because it lacks intimacy. It lacks intimacy because thoughts and feelings, as I said, create a barrier, a separation between us and everyone, everyone that we experience as other. This one-sided experience of self and other is not relational because it lacks connection. So what's the antidote for a view that's so lacking in intimacy? I'm going to recite a case which I've probably mentioned 100 times by now, but I love it dearly. And I think it applies here, and that's case 20 of the Book of Equanimity, in which the following encounter takes place. If you recall, Zen Master Jizo asks Hogen, "Where have you come from?" And Hogen responds saying, "I pilgrimage endlessly." "What is the purpose of your pilgrimage?" Jizo asks. "I don't know," Hogen replies. "Not knowing is the most intimate," responds Jizo. And following this koan is what they call an appreciatory verse that reads, "Utterly free from minute obstacles, one comes to not know." So when the mind is still, the dance of minute obstacles stops. All that we think we know subsides, and there is no longer a barrier between ourselves and others. We realize that I am you and you are me. And in that moment, there is no separation. There is just oneness. We are completely intimate, with no idea of intimacy, just the direct experience of intimacy. Taking this one step further, once we experience this other side of reality, we realize that knowing and not knowing exist simultaneously. I am still Sensei Carl, my teacher is still Roshi Kennedy, the sky is still the sky, and the ocean is still the ocean, each having its individual characteristics. And yet, at the very same time, we are all one. We are all exquisitely intimate with each manifestation of reality, including each other. It's like the Heart Sutra says, form is emptiness, emptiness is form. Form is exactly emptiness, emptiness exactly form. How many of us ever saw the Heart Sutra as a relationship prescription, a poem about relationships? So let us keep sitting together so we can continue to create the circumstances that will allow us to become more and more intimate with each other, really getting to know each other, or as we would say, not know each other in the deepest sense. And from this experience, allow love and compassion to naturally arise. Thank you.